Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Just Interesting podcast. It's the Christmas special live stream. Welcome, one and all, and Merry Christmas. How are you both?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I've got a White Russian in hand.
Ooh, White Russian. Oh, I've got love that drink.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's a pretty good one. I've got a new background.
You have,
which is, you know, it's exciting.
You do. You're in the temple of Martin.
Exactly. There's an otter behind. I'm not even quite sure why there's an otter behind. There's an otter behind me anyway, and so all is good. You know, that's all you need: a White Russian and an otter. How are you, gents?
Glad to hear it. How are you, Robin? You good?
I'm also well. My festive decorations are up. My tiny little Robin. That's all I've got. Oh. That's my Christmas decorations for you, I'm afraid. No. There's more. There's a Christmas tree, but I couldn't put that in the frame. And I don't have a White Russian because I'm lazy. I just poured a straight whiskey with ice.
Hardcore.
Whiskey on the rocks.
Nice. Well, I've got some Baileys with me, so I'll be enjoying
very
that.
Very seasonal.
Yeah.
It's a similar theme going on with the Baileys.
We
and
like our spirits.
We're the same family.
Yeah.
let us know.
Hardcore liquor.
Let us know in the chat how the sound is, if it's all coming through okay and you can hear us and it all looks all right, you know, and it's fine. We are going to be doing today, we thought as it's Christmas, we'll just chill out. The last couple of episodes have been a bit intense, so we thought we'd just chill out, have a nice Christmas drink with you all, share in the merriment, and have a lovely Christmas quiz. And hopefully we can get some of the chat involved in the quiz as well. And hopefully one of you can take down Robin and Martin. Do you feel like
it's
going
to be very, very achievable? Yeah.
Do you feel like you both know a lot about Christmas?
I know nothing about Christmas. No. So you have to enlighten me.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I know absolutely nothing. Although going back to the point you made before, last week being a bit hot and heavy, well, not hot and heavy, heavy.
Hot and heavy.
I wasn't quite right.
This is live, Martin.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know, we can't cut things out. It's live TV. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Really enjoyed the episode.
It was a really great episode, yeah, with Eric.
Eric. So I was about to say Derek, and I was like, that's not quite right.
Danish for Derek. You know, it's the same name, really.
There we go. Yeah, and I thought it was really good. So well done to you guys and Eric. I thought that
it's fantastic.
People don't know, my dad was also a policeman, and a lot of what he said kind of rang true. So I think there are definitely some similarities between like the Danish police and the UK police in tactics and thoughts about these things. Generally, they're not that sympathetic towards other policemen who go against the law. That's for sure, I think, in general. Anyway, yeah, I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was really good.
Thanks. Well, I'm glad you watched it, Martin.
Yes,
I did.
Unlike some people who don't watch previous episodes that they skipped.
I went back and watched it a little bit. I saw a little bit of it.
I can't stand you both. There's no way I'm watching that shit when I don't have to.
Quite wise, really. It's a waste of time.
I just want to say, if you're new to the channel, this is actually our first live stream on the YouTube channel.
This is our first live stream,
but it's not our first live stream full stop, because for those of you who might not know, we do also live stream occasionally, not recently, it has to be said, but we occasionally live stream over on Twitch. So feel free to go and follow us over there if you want some more of these. It's
Where do they go?
I think it's twitch.tv/just_interesting. Is that the right?
Yes, that sounds right.
Got that wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's in the description.
Yeah,
almost probably it's in the description. No, you're right. It is. It's twitch.tv/just_interesting. Well done.
There we go.
Did it?
Excellent.
Also, just want to note the dedication of Martin tonight, because Martin does not actually have Wi-Fi in his house at the moment. He's satellite again. He's using the old mobile data. So if there's a little bit of a technical issue on Martin's end, then that's why. Please bear with him.
Blame it on that, yeah.
Yeah, if he freezes or just tunes out or gets kicked off for whatever reason, Alex and I will just do our best to replace him. I think I've got a sock puppet ready. And a little beard on the sock. But I'll have to make it a little White Russian to hold in its hand.
There's this element of threat with the live stream now. If Martin does cut out, that is going to be an absolute disaster. There's nothing we can do when that happens. There's nothing we can do. This is a quiz against you with you two.
I know, yeah, it's kind of. I mean, you still have the ask the audience element, don't you?
We can get other people involved.
It'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Fine. Jamie McCulloch's put Martin the hotspot, Rafael.
So there we go.
That's true. He's the hotspot. I also noticed Peaswad said, it's been a while since you all streamed, you bums, which is true. We are bums for not streaming. It has been a while. Not for lack of intent. There's always that intention.
I tell you what, Peaswad and everyone else in the chat, tomorrow, I promise you, I will do a stream tomorrow. How about that?
Oh my gosh.
How about that? And you boys are, of course, welcome to join me on that stream. I don't know what it will be yet, but I promise you.
It'll be something.
I'll get one done.
Get it done.
But look, fellas, we're not just here to chin wag. We've got to get into the Christmas spirit. In more ways than one. What have you learned this week about Christmas? The most magical time of year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
No, I didn't. That's ask. I didn't ask for a rendition. Didn't ask for a song. But
sorry.
No, it was beautiful.
Will we get copyrighted for that? Is that 3 seconds?
It was good enough, I think, to be picked up by Content ID.
Great! Thanks, Martin. That's the kindest thing you've ever said to me.
No trouble. Yeah.
Well, I learned something about Norway and the way they celebrate Christmas this week. I was pleasantly surprised by this. And apparently in Norway, on Christmas Eve, I think, it's a tradition to hide all the brooms in your house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any
Don't know
reason?
Why. Don't know why.
witches.
Yes, exactly. Witches.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, apparently Christmas Eve in Norway, they believe this must be some holdover tradition from before the Christian times, that Christmas Eve is the night that evil and witches come out to play. So obviously witches like broomsticks and will fly in them. So on Christmas Eve, you hide your broomsticks so that the witches can't steal them.
And then fly around.
And fly around.
I mean, if I was Christmas. A witch, I think I'd bring my own, you know.
It kind of implies they don't have their own.
They're not that expensive, assuming they're not like everyone doesn't have a magical broomstick. If they're just the same broomsticks, just nip to what's a B&Q, what do they have over there? IKEA will probably have one.
Yeah.
A broomstick.
Is it in Germany? It's in Germany, isn't it, where oh, it's Halloween, it was a Halloween fact, where you hide your knives, don't you, on Halloween night to avoid
stabbings.
Being stabbed. Yes. It sounds like brutal to avoid being stabbed to death. But I guess so, yeah.
So they just have the purge over there as their Halloween, is that?
yeah, it seems like it. Oh. There we go. Well, I learned a fact about Santa's reindeer. And in pretty much every movie up until, what's the latest Christmas? Netflix has done a few Christmas movies, haven't they?
A few? Bloody hell. The whole thing is Christmas movies now.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird how, I feel like they're actually making loads of them, but none of them are as good. Is that fair to say? I may be offending some people in the chat. So what's everyone's favourite Christmas film? Recent Christmas film? I should specify.
Yeah
that's lower in the chat.
I saw one, Angela's Christmas. Have you seen that?
No,
I have not seen Angela's Christmas.
A little animated one, the little Irish girl. It's based in like the early 20th century or late 19th century.
Sounds cute.
It's quite nice. Yeah, that was quite good. Nice. It's about returning the baby Jesus. They steal the baby Jesus and then by mistake, because she wants to keep it warm, and then it's about returning it. There's that one.
From the nativity scene in a church.
From the nativity scene in a church,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The priest and the police get involved. And
Not the original baby Jesus.
Or like the actual baby Jesus.
The actual baby Jesus. Yeah.
That would be.
There we go. Anyway, yes. So in a lot of Christmas films, good and bad, the reindeer, I can't really remember their names. I mean, maybe it'll come up in the quiz later, perhaps. But they're often depicted as being male. That's often like the thing that's often said, male reindeer, especially Rudolph.
Yeah.
Rudolph, especially. Yeah. I mean, Rudolph's a male name.
Male name.
Well, apparently, according to science, and science is important, the reindeer aren't, the Christmas reindeer cannot be male.
Yeah.
And the reason for this is that male reindeers lose their antlers in the wintertime when Christmas is, whereas females don't lose their antlers. So if you see the reindeer, which often are depicted as having antlers, on Santa's sleigh, then they must be female.
Right. Okay.
And the counter-argument is it's the magic of Christmas has made them male. Which is,
science has ruined kind of Christmas. Sexist.
Yeah. Incredibly sexist.
What does science have to say about the, you know, the feasibility of reindeer dragging a sled through the sky? Have they weighed
sounds
in on
plausible. That? I think that's plausible.
Yeah, man. I mean, Santa, apparently. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, is it possible? Let's get, who is it? Colin Furze? He'd have a go at that, wouldn't he? YouTube inventor.
I can imagine him doing that. Yeah, a motorized reindeer. Yeah. I would be very surprised if he hasn't already done something like that, actually.
Yeah, I think he'd be pretty good for it. Pretty good for it.
If not, sell him the idea.
So, it'll cost you. but yeah, if anyone says, "Ooh, that boy Rudolph," you go, "No, oi, no, he's not male. He's female."
Although, is
because
it
because he has antlers?
There's that. Am I right in thinking the Ralph Bakshi? I think, is it Ralph Bakshi? The stop motion Frosty the Snowman from the 1970s. The reindeer in that don't have antlers, which always confused me, I think. Maybe they do. Maybe it's just Rudolph who doesn't have an antler. Mm. I maybe give him credit to something that doesn't deserve it, but hey. That's an amazing fact, Martin. Thank you.
That is a good fact.
Yeah. What are you about, Alex?
Well, I'll tell you, but before we go on to that, I just want to check in with the chat and see what their favorite Christmas films are.
There have been some good ones.
Peaswad said Die Hard, which is a Christmas film, so that counts. Well
best
done.
Best Christmas movie ever. Yep.
That is good. Case Closed 93 says A Christmas Story. What one's that? What's A Christmas Story?
Is that the new Netflix one? I think there might be a new Netflix. Or is that the Christmas Chronicles that Gavin's put?
No, isn't that the 1970s or 1980s one with the little boy with glasses? That's like a real cult favorite in America, but never really got played over here, I think.
Christmas Story, yeah. No,
tell
Christmas
us in the comments which one it is.
Netflix one.
Yeah. Is that the one with Kurt Russell, did you say?
Yeah, no. That's Christmas Chronicles, right? Yeah. Kurt Russell is Santa. And the Christmas Story is, it's that little kid with glasses, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. But never got played over here, so it's just, it seems to be something, for me, it's a very recent discovery. Like, everyone in America is like, we love this and we know this. But
We're missing out. Happiest Cabbage says Love Actually is their favorite Christmas film. Absolute classic.
No, you both have strong feelings about Love Actually,
don't you? It's a terrible, terrible film. It goes against the spirit of Christmas.
I'm not even going to go into that. Get into that. But I mean, I like it. I think it's fine.
it lost me when it mentioned 9/11 at the beginning. That's when I think that should
definitely be changed with Danny Dyer's 9/11 quote. Can't believe it. 10 years since then. And slags clash them into the town.
That was otherwise known as the best tweet of all time. And finally, there were plenty more, but I'll read out Super Show Jonesy of the Super Show, who everyone should go over and subscribe to right now. He said, after Bernard and the Genie, it was all downhill. Have either of you seen Bernard and the Genie?
Haven't heard of Bernard.
No. Sounds like a public information film for child molestation.
Sounds so shit.
Sounds like something Jonesy would watch, actually, to be fair.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry, Jonesy. I didn't know these two would come down so hard on you for that suggestion. But I haven't seen it, I'm afraid. I haven't seen it. I can't weigh in. But anyway, let me tell you my fact I learned about Christmas. So this was from a few years ago now, but apparently Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom, the Queen, is a huge fan of the Nintendo Wii.
No.
Yeah. Apparently a few years ago, Kate Middleton bought, who's her husband?
Prince William.
Prince William.
Yeah, she bought Prince William a Nintendo Wii, and the family were playing it on Christmas Day, and she was absolutely like, begged them to let her have a go, and apparently she loved Wii bowling, which is the best of the bunch.
Actually, I can see that. Yeah,
Do you reckon she's been to a bowlplex?
Did she see Wii Bowling and think it was just a made-up game for the video game?
Imagine the Queen. Imagine the Queen in those shoes, being sort of sprayed down and then handing her shoes.
Yeah.
Imagine the Queen in bowling shoes.
No,
I mean, not now. She's like 90, but
yeah.
I bet she'd play it in one of her very stylish dresses. She wouldn't dress down for bowling. She'd dress up with a brooch and everything.
Why she really liked Wii Bowling, because all of her whole life she's never been able to go to a bowling alley and experience it firsthand. So she's, you know, finally got a chance to experience it thanks to Nintendo. But what this fact made me wish was that imagine if the Queen started a Twitch channel. Imagine if she,
oh my gosh,
streamed live on Twitch. That would probably make me, you know, support the monarchy.
You think it would have to all be scripted, though, wouldn't it? It would be like, today, many people are playing games. You know, the whole thing would be like incredibly scripted. What the hell would you talk about?
What was the other game that Kate bought Prince William? Was it Resident Evil 4 for the Wii?
I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know.
Wii Bowling and Leisure Suit Larry.
The article doesn't say what bundle she got. It could well have just been Wii Sports, to be honest. Who knows? We'll never know. But I think that's just something that we're going to have to assume. Assume that it was only Wii Sports. But I thought that was interesting anyway.
That is fascinating. I want to know what other games she may have played since then. Or have they just tucked the Wii away in a cupboard and never actually used it since that Christmas? Yeah.
Never. Never. It'd be like the butler would come in and be like, Gerald, burn it.
No one must ever know.
No one must know. Oh, Ethan Walker says they even made the Queen a golden Nintendo Wii, but she wasn't interested. Is that true?
That's not true.
That's crazy.
It sounds like a made-up fact.
Also sounds like it could be true as a promotional thing.
Well, I mean, if you were Nintendo and you found out the Queen...
No, it's 25. Oh.
If you were Nintendo and you found out the Queen actually played your game system, you definitely would do something like that, wouldn't you? You'd make like a royal special edition Nintendo Wii.
She'd be on the front of the box of every unit sold as played by the Queen. What would her quote be? Five stars. Actually, quite good.
Actually, quite good. I don't think she could handle the DualShock 5, though.
The vibration.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, it's possessed.
That's why there's a PS5 shortage. The Queen's bought them all. Yeah.
To make a supercomputer. link them
all
together.
Well,
Jamie
says in the chat, the Queen possibly the most surprising video game fanatic since Osama bin Laden. And of course, we spoke about that conspiracy theory ages ago about Saddam Hussein buying all the PlayStation 2s and joining them together to make a supercomputer.
It was just
Christmas shortages, weren't they? It was an incredibly popular console.
Yeah, and not enough microchips, right? That's the issue. The continuing issue, not enough microchips.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
So, unless you had any more facts for me, I'm happy to move on to the meat, the quiz.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think me and Robin both have one more if you want it. But
yeah, if you want it. Happy, yeah.
Absolutely, I'd love to hear it. That sounded sarcastic. It wasn't sarcastic.
Yes,
go on then, Robin, what else have you got for me?
Well, mine is I love this so much. Have you heard of Tio de Nadal? It's a tradition. No. It's the tradition in Catalan, in northern Spain. The place in Spain that wants to become independent because they've got a very strong local identity. And part of their local tradition for Christmas involves the Tio de Nadal, which is a Christmas log, which every year, traditionally, they get a log, a hollow log. Beginning on December the 8th, they start feeding it with fruit and little bits of food and whatever.
Feeding it,
literally. And this is part of the tradition. They're feeding the log. So much so that traditionally it's just a plain bit of wood, dead wood that's been hollowed out. But in recent years, it's become like a little cartoon character. Like you can go into a shop and buy a log that's got a face and legs and hands and sometimes clothing as well, like a happy log, because you're feeding it. So every day the children especially feed it some food. And then on Christmas Day itself, on Christmas Eve, you put it into the fireplace. And then, and here's the fun part. So you put it into the fireplace once it's been stuffed with a month's worth of food, and you tell it to poo. So right. Hence the popular name of the Tio de Nadal is the Caga Tio, which means the shitting log.
Nice.
Because that's what you tell it to do. You command it to poo. And the idea is that it poos out presents.
of a month old food.
Yeah. And just to encourage it to poo out these presents, the children hit it with sticks. So you get a hollow log, you stuff it with food, you put it in a fireplace, you tell it to shit, and then you hit it with sticks. And then when it used to be, when there was a more kind of prevalence of religion, the children would then go away and pray as well. And whilst they were praying, the parents would get out the presents and say, look, the log shat these presents. And now they have to come up with other excuses to get the children to go away.
It's basically, it's Hanky the Christmas Poo, but on
it is Hanky. Yes. Other way around. Yes, it is. Yes. They put a Christmas hat on it and everything. Wow. It's Hanky the Christmas Poo, yeah.
So you're saying you're feeding this log for a month, you say?
Yeah, from December the 8th, which I think is the Epiphany, Mary's told by the angel that she's going to have a baby.
It's got to be some dry food, right? Like, you can't have anything perishable.
It's going to be dried fruits, nuts, and small toys sometimes, I think, as well. So you can get big toys. Oh, you wouldn't put cheese in a... Oh, man, yeah. That'd be terrible.
Rotten cheese in the poo log.
Yeah. And then traditionally it gives out dried figs. As a present,
that is not worth it for an entire month.
This sounds.
You have to trade a toy and you get some dried figs. Right.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
I mean, Desolator Magic says sounds like a house fire waiting to happen. Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this is better or worse than Bernard and the Genie.
Jonesy, let us know.
Spiffing says that seems
like a good waste of food. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah,
keep the food.
But then, having said that, we do leave out like mince pies and brandy and milk and carrots and stuff for Father Christmas each year. So who are we to judge? I'm sure it might still get eaten, like those clearly do.
Yeah, I mean, we're very lazy by comparison.
Yeah,
just a pie and some milk on the Christmas Eve itself. Not nearly a month of food stuffed into a log. Yeah.
We don't even deserve presents.
I mean, talking of lazy and horrible, my second story is quite a simple old a tale old as time, you could say, and this is of a bad Santa. So there was a recent December this year, early December, a bad Santa or a bum slammed a bad Santa who allegedly smoked in public and slurred his words. So this happened in Greater Manchester, at an equivalent of a mall. And Charlie Lewis, 26, felt that she let down her daughter after a disappointing festive experience in Greater Manchester.
She did.
So Charlie, mother, spotted Father Christmas impersonator. So she's not even calling him Father Christmas anymore. It's Father Christmas impersonator, pulling down his beard to smoke a cigarette in the car park at Radcliffe Boys and Girls Club. She claims he was swaying when organisers told him to return to the grotto, but he apparently didn't know where it was located.
Oh, dear.
When Layla finally got her chance to sit on Santa's knee, Charlie said that they found him slumped on the couch with his belly on display.
Oh, no.
He made no effort to be festive and was rude. So there we go. Apparently the organisers say that Santa was a great and a gentle man, but apparently he made other kids feel uncomfortable.
No.
That's a weird way of describing someone. He was a great and gentle man.
Charlie's child had just been naughty that year, and that's what happens when you're naughty.
Santa shows you his belly. Santa gets a bit pissed.
So Santa getting drunk, forgetting where he is. I mean, that is the true spirit of Christmas, I think. And then on this particular article, there was also a video, and I'm going to try and play it to you guys because it was too good. well, it was awful, but too good not to play. And this video has a little kid who's sat opposite Santa, he's in America, behind a desk. I'll link to it in the comments so you guys can see.
Okay.
It's about halfway down the article. And the kid's sat opposite Santa at quite a formal desk. And he's asking him what he wants for Christmas. And he asks basically for a Nerf gun. And this is Santa's response. Okay, right, ready? Can you hear this all right?
It's a bit quiet.
If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you.
But
what else would you like?
Did you say he can't
your
bring it to
have
him?
To get it for you.
So the kid goes, I want a Nerf gun. And the Santa goes, nope, nope, no guns. And the mum goes, it's a Nerf gun. He goes, nope, still no guns. And then later on, the kid just bursts into tears and starts crying. So this is the true joy. Christmas, a smoking fag Santa in the UK and a Santa refusing to give Nerf guns in the US, making kids cry. The true joy of Christmas. I hope everyone enjoyed that.
Christmas isn't like, Christmas without a few tears.
I feel like even if, you know,
exactly.
you don't have to say it like that if you're Santa, do you? You can say like, oh, maybe, but wouldn't you much rather have a pony? No guns. No guns.
He offers Lego, but I think he's just very much like an anti-NRA kind of supporter. Like,
yeah,
kids cannot have guns, right?
Yeah.
I remember I once took a fake gun, like a kid's gun, to a play group and they went mental. Which I guess I kind of understand it nowadays.
Yeah. Is it just like...
I kind of get it. But there's
looked exactly like a model gun, just like an AK-47.
Yeah,
it was
actually an M16, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Joys. Well, thanks for bringing that to the table, Martin. And thank you, Robin, for that amazing story from where was it? Catalan,
yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So, shall we move on to the Christmas quiz? And I will say now, this is very important. If anyone would like to take part in the quiz in the chat, let me know now by commenting. Just say I'm in or something. And I've got a leaderboard and I'll write your name down and you can take part in the quiz. And then I'll explain the rules in the next little section. But yeah, that should be it, shouldn't it? That makes sense. So yeah, let me know if you're in and... I'll probably need a couple of minutes to write everyone down. So we'll go to an away screen, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
See, honestly, Alex, I'm not sure you thought about this because on Twitch, we have like 15 people, 20 people watching. We got a lot more than that.
Yeah.
We've got about 50 people now.
I'm looking at everyone in the chat. And okay, so...
we've got a lot of people in. This is
I'll try my best.
Superstar Jonesy and Jamie are in. Yeah.
There may be a limit to this. We'll see. No, I think about 20 is the limit I can fit on the screen. So we'll see how this goes. Okay, see you all in a couple of minutes. Don't go.
Very soon. 2 hours.
Have a drink.
Hello, hello, hello. Are we back? We're back.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
We look like we're back.
Speaking in French.
So bonjour. I'm going to have to apologize. I feel like we may have missed a couple of people off. So I'm very sorry, but you're still...
No. Don't add a we in here. You put together the list. You take responsibility.
Martin and I are doing no work for this whatsoever. We refuse to be blamed for Alex's hard work in the graphics and the management of this live stream.
Look, I didn't expect this to be this popular. We can't... There has to be a limit. We have to draw the line somewhere. There is 16 names on screen. So 16 people can take part. If you see your name on screen, then you are one of the lucky ones. I should have said it was first come, first serve. Although, and I'm sorry. I should have said that. But
yeah, I mean, there's a slight issue with the numbering there, Alex, as well, I think. I mean, there's zeros next to all of them, apart from most of the right-hand side.
There is. I can fix that as we go.
That's all right. They'll get points. I can put. But please do, even if your name is not on screen, please do take part. But Alex just won't record your thing on screen. Yeah,
that's exactly. All. Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll have the moral victory, at least.
Exactly.
At the very least.
The unofficial moral victory.
But yeah, what a turnout. This is amazing.
Yeah. So in this special Christmas quiz, I've really pushed the boat out because there is not 10 questions in this quiz. There is 15 questions in this quiz because there was just so many great facts
that I
wanted to share with you both.
There we go.
So I will explain the rules of the live stream quiz for those who might not have taken part before. But basically, if Martin and Robin buzz first, then obviously they get to buzz and they get the answer. But when I say the question, the first three people to put the answer in the chat gets a point. I've done the first three because anything after that, and you might be copying some of the previous answers. So I think three is a good limit. So that's the rule.
Of course, we can't look at the stream and the chat.
Absolutely not. Because
then we could be copying you.
Of course not. In fact, both of you, take the stream off your screens right now, if it's not already gone.
Gone.
Okay, so both of you, I need to hear your buzzers. I really hope you've got buzzers because we're live right now. Robin, have you got a buzzer?
I do have a buzzer.
Sorry, I just interrupted your sip then, didn't I?
that's all right. I'll resume it afterwards, I'm sure. This buzzer is inspired by Jamie McCulloch commented at the beginning of this live stream that his Christmas tradition involved popping the cork off some French champagne.
The French champagne.
It could only be that, couldn't it?
So, sorry, Robin, I butted in there and kind of gave the game away about what your buzzer would be, but I didn't actually mean to.
Apologies. I think most people by now can probably guess what it was going to be.
True. I've gone for
Martin. What have you got?
Yeah, I've gone for something Christmas specific. Although apparently in the US, people don't really listen to this Christmas where this soundbite is from. They don't listen to this Christmas song, which always surprises me. Anyway, here it is.
Mm-hmm. It's Christmas.
any US viewers, do you know where that's from?
Was that? It kind of cut out a little bit for me, but was that the start of a well-known song?
It was the start of Oh Holy Night, yes.
By Slade.
fantastic. Okay, let's get started, shall we?
Yeah.
So everyone, remember, in the chat, the first three answers, the first three people to get the right answer in the chat, you get the point. So, okay, question number one. What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Highest grossing Christmas movie?
It's Christmas! Oh.
Yes, Martin.
Adjusted for inflation, I take it. Adjusted for inflation?
I don't know. No, I don't think we are.
Okay, so that maybe might change it. I'm going to go for Die Hard.
It is not Die Hard. Good guess.
Well, Die Hard raises a good question about what people define as a Christmas movie, but I do believe Die Hard only grossed about $88 million.
That is ridiculously close, Robin. How did you just know that off the top of your head? That's insane. It was 85 million.
Oh, it was close. Okay. But I think if we're going, considering it's not that good a film, was it Jim Carrey in The Grinch? That was like 300 million or something in America.
So you're going for the Jim Carrey 2000 Grinch?
Well, I was, but now you're making me doubt myself. But yeah, I'll go for that.
That is also incorrect.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celebrated for its excellence.
Go on then, Robin. You snuck in there.
Yeah, because Martin said it. Was it the other Grinch?
You're going to have to be specific there. Okay, the Benedict Cumberbatch one in 2018. Yeah, it was. It was, believe it or not, it was the 2018 Grinch, which grossed $511,595,957.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Wow. And in second place to that, any guesses there?
Is it the Grinch?
It was not the Grinch in second place. Oh, the Grinch was in third place, though.
Right.
Jim Carrey. People just love the Grinch.
Oh, they do. That's a good shout.
It was not Home Alone 2, but it was Home Alone 1.
That's interesting, because second ones often do better, but are worse films.
Traditionally, sequels, there is a lower return. It's not until the superhero age that sequels habitually outgross the predecessor. Something peculiar to the comic book genre.
My initial guess was It's a Wonderful Life, but then it's so old that I thought it was just for inflation, perhaps.
Yeah, that's a good... That will also be, yeah.
So, MDKN got Grinch in the chat. Anyone that put Grinch, I'm just going to give them the point, because I can't guess which one it was. And Frederick also got a point, but he's not on the board, sadly. Maybe we should start knocking people off the board if they're not getting points. No, that's... I think that adds to the
confusion.
Become
the Hunger Games all of a sudden. It's just cool. I mean, I know it's a lot of work for you, Alex, but there's enough space, I think, on the graphics, right, to add another column?
Do you want to do this, Robin?
Well, sure. No, thank you.
I would love to, but I mean, I think this quiz might go on forever if that's the case. Frederick, congratulations, you get a point. MDKN also gets a point, and I think that was everyone. Oh no, Ethan Walker also got the Grinch as well. So
Ethan Walker, yay!
Congratulations, Ethan.
Nice to have you around, man.
So let me just add Ethan's point, and then we can go on to question number two. Okay. Cool. Question two. Three of Santa's reindeer's names begin with the letter D. What are those names?
Where's your California champagne?
Ooh, I think I heard Martin sneak in there
first.
Yeah,
Martin. Yeah, Martin.
Dasher. Dancer and that's a Dixon's, all right.
But you, I know what you're doing though.
Dixon's,
that's close.
Camera store.
Oh God,
we're live, Martin. Dasher, I'm going to have to count you down.
Yeah, I know. Dasher, dancer, and
three, two.
No. Give me five
one.
Seconds. Donna.
Yes.
Oh, he nailed it. Well, you snuck in there. I'll give you that point. Yep. Okay. Well done. Yeah. Dasher, Dancer, and Donna.
Like the kebab.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, not like there's. I think there's two N's in the reindeer name because it's Thunder, isn't it?
Thunder. And then what's the German? Blitzen.
Blitzen was the one you think. Donner and Blitzen. Yeah. Yeah. Dasher and Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, and Donna and Blitzen.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, in the chat, Peaswad was straight in there. Dasher, Dancer, and Donna. Well done, Peaswad. Nice. Hey now, Paulie guessed Dasher, Donna, and Dixon, like you said, Martin. So
Dixon.
Not quite there, I'm afraid. Jade in the chat also got a point. Well done, Jade. And then the next person to get it was Gideon. So, congratulations, you three. So Peaswad, Jade, and Gideon all got a point there. Well done, you lot. Okay, let me just add those points. So it's one all.
Ooh. One. So there's none of the viewers have got 2 points yet.
No, none of them have got 2 points yet. Everyone is on one.
Still a chance of winning.
Still a chance. Yeah.
You did well in the Halloween one. No one managed to beat you both in the Halloween one. But
it was tight. It was very close. Remember. It was down to last question. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So let's go on to question number three. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. Sound a bit more enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Question.
I was going to love that sound.
Question number three. What is the best-selling Christmas single of all time?
Oh, it's got to be...
French champagne.
I feel like Martin was disadvantaged there. with the buzzer.
No, that's okay. We should be used to the adverts by now.
It's got to be White Christmas, and I would hazard a guess by Bing Crosby.
It was Bing Crosby, yes, White Christmas. Yeah. Now this one might get some disagreements, maybe. And I was looking around, and there are some different answers. So I think this is specifically the best selling Christmas single, and possibly only best physical like sales as well.
Oh, they haven't counted since digital stuff.
But this is according to Guinness World Records, Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the best-selling Christmas single of all time, at over 50 million singles sold. So,
wow. Yeah. No, it was huge. I think Bing Crosby remains the only person in history to have had a number one album, a number one single, and a number one film at the box office at the same time, in the same weekend. Wow. Yeah.
Very impressive.
That's what happens when you're Bing Crosby. And then you won an Oscar in the same... That was the year of Bing.
Okay, here we go. So who got this? Jamie is on the board. Straight in there with White Christmas. Boom. Gideon guessed Last Christmas. Not quite right, I'm afraid. A bunch of All I Want for Christmases. Unfortunately, not correct.
It's a great song, though.
Peaswad's entered the 2 points. He's beating you, Martin.
I knew that one. I could have been one of the top three. That's why this is... Completely rigged.
Martin has 3 points, technically. You know.
And Matthew Alger as well, who is a channel member. So thank you, Matthew, for supporting us directly on the channel. Also guessed White Christmas, so he gets a point on the board as well. So that who was that? That was Jamie, Peaswad, and Matthew. Ooh. Let me just...
Very nice. Very nice.
Let me just add those quite awkwardly. Where's Jamie? Where's Jamie gone? Who's that?
At school, we had to do, in history class, as an exercise, we had to write Christmas carols, but with an anti-slavery theme, because we were looking at the American Civil War at the time. So I naturally chose White Christmas.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas without another slave in sight, which in retrospect was still kind of racist because it was saying, get rid of all the black people. I was only 12. I didn't quite understand the nuance at the time.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I like this on live.
Do a rendition in front of the class.
I'm not going to. Yeah, we did. We had to stand up and sing it.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the others had two. That's outrageous. Had to do it in pairs. I had to do it on my own.
If anyone's got a recording of that, Robin, your political career is ruined.
I know.
I can't think of any other songs now that would actually suit. Like they're all just
I can't remember what other people did. Obviously,
No, I don't know. I don't want to try because it would just
I think some of them were quite good. Quite witty, but yeah, I felt like that was the obvious choice. Oh. Can we move on, please? can we move on from this?
We can. Okay. What are we on? Question number four.
Okay. Questionable primary school. It was the 90s.
Okay, let's move
1890s.
On.
1890s.
No. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Let's move on before YouTube takes us down. Okay, question number four. This should be fingers on buzzers, this one, I would hope.
Okay.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
It is. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Classic.
Probably one of my favorite Christmas songs, or underrated at least. I don't know if underrated. It's very well. It's played a lot, but it's a good one. I like Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Yeah. I like the. It begins with Feliz Navidad and then switches into English. You know.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that. I love that switch every time it gets me.
Just in case you don't know what we're singing.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, thanks for translating that. Thanks.
Now I know. Thank goodness. Well, what are your favorite Christmas songs? What would you go for?
Ooh.
I mean, I do like White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Yeah,
it's a
White
classic.
Christmas. Yeah,
it is a classic.
Yeah, otherwise... I like Shaking Stevens. Is it?
Snow.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Snow is falling all around me.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Also, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
Hmm. I like a bit of Chris Rea, Driving Home.
Driving Home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And the driver next to me,
he's just the same.
Such a great one.
What's everyone else's in chat's their favourite Christmas song? While I go through and discover who won this.
It sounds like he should be American, doesn't it, as well, Chris Rea? But he's not. He's like,
is he?
He's British.
Is he?
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
But it seems like he
sounds so American.
Yeah, and he says like, "Seen there be a freeway," and it's like, "Mate, you're driving down like the M6."
Yeah, he's like driving down the highway.
Yeah,
the rest of that song.
Freeway. Soon there'll be a freeway. Yeah.
I thought I knew he lived over here. I thought he just liked England. I didn't realize he was English.
Well, I might have got that wrong.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
But, I don't believe myself. Yeah. I'm gonna.
That's the thing, because there are a lot of pop singing, particularly in pop singing, not so much in classical singing, but in pop singing, a lot of English people sound very American when they sing.
Yeah.
So it's quite.
He's from Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wow.
I know neither. Well, we're learning new things on the podcast, aren't we?
That's crazy.
I'm gonna go over to the chat just so I can see what people's favorite songs are.
Okay. Well, in case you were interested, the winners of that that question, the people that got in there first, well, lots of people said it, but the winners was Jamie, Peaswad, and Matthew as well got on the board.
Peaswad is leaping up the chart.
Peaswad is now in the lead in the quiz, so he's putting you both to shame.
There we go. Well, he deserves it. I mean, he's earned it.
At this point, I mean, if you want to be tactical and definitely beat the quiz, you should really, decide who's going to win amongst yourselves and push the points up that way. But
well, as the leader of the opposition, I can't really afford to withdraw my candidacy from this election. Martin, it's up to you. The voters may prefer you, Martin, but I have to stand as the largest party against the current government. So
fair play. Yeah, I get it. We'll just destroy ourselves.
I think that's it. Let's cannibalize each other in a non-sexual way, and let Peaswad win.
Yeah. Exactly. It's what
Peaswad says, look at me, I'm the quizmaster now. There has to be repercussions for this. What does the winner actually get? They need to get a good soundbite from both of you saying that they are an amazing person and genius or something.
This is actually a backdoor announcement for our new Cameo service. Alex will say, where is Dick Turpin, for only $5.
I've done a lot more for a lot less.
Back of the Quavers.
Oh, okay. Okay, we need to move on.
We're moving on. Right, moving on.
Back to the other screen. Cool.
Okay, question number 5.
Yeah.
Are you both ready?
All good.
Ready as well, that would be.
Nice.
According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the 8th day of Christmas?
Oh, I've got it.
Ready for 6 months.
Martin, you need to sort your buzzer.
It was at the end of the clip and I didn't refresh it.
Oh no. Well, I have to admit, Martin knows it. I'm going to have to work it out as quickly as I can. I just needed to beat him.
3.
Is it Maids A-Milking?
It is Maids A-Milking. Yes, well done. Yes. 8 Maids A-Milking. Can you recite the whole song, Robin?
Oh, I don't know. 12. No.
12. Drummers drumming. 11. Pipers piping. 10.
Drummers drumming?
Lords of Leaping. 12 drummers drumming. 11 Lords of Leaping. 10. Pipers piping. 9 ladies dancing. 8 Maids A-Milking. 7 swans are swimming. 6 geese are laying.
5 gold rings. 4 calling birds, calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in my pear tree.
1 pear tree. Slightly out of time with each other, but we'll do.
We're close. So if there's enough lag on the live stream, then maybe we're back in time. I don't know.
So
I've read that that book of the 12 Days of Christmas, and I had to sing it to my daughter about last Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
150 times?
Oh, Martin.
Although there are different versions. There are different versions, though.
Really?
Of that song. So when it gets to like 10 and above, a lot of them kind of switch around in like old-fashioned versions. If you go on the Wikipedia, there's about 24 different versions.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That is interesting. I guess because you sing those bits the least, so you can... Those are the bits that people probably remember the least well. Certainly I don't.
Exactly.
So in case you're interested, Jade got another point on the board, so she's on 2. Jade. Gavin also got a point on the board. Well done, Gavin.
Nice.
And the last person was Matthew again. So he is now on 2 points, Matthew Alger. Oh,
very good.
Well done. Well done, everyone.
That was a tough question. So thank you. Sorry, Martin, for depriving you of the chance to to put all that experience reading it to your daughter to, to good
you
use.
You did very well to you know, to work it out logically. Very good.
What was I going to say? Oh no, it's gone. Whatever. Next question, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's move on.
Just a guess.
Okay. I wonder if you'll both get this. Okay, question number 6. What song made UK Christmas number 1 in 2009?
2009.
It's Christmas. Yes, Martin, I heard your buzz at that time.
It was do I have to know the name of the song as well as the band?
I'd like it. Yes, please.
It was Rage Against the Machine. But what song was it?
No. Rage Against the Machine got a Christmas number one.
It was a Christmas number one in 2009. And it was Killing in the Name Of.
It was Killing in the Name Of. Well done. Well done. Okay. Fantastic. Yeah, so Jamie in the chat says some X Factor shite, and Jamie, you could not be more wrong. And this was as a protest. Rage Against the Machine hated the fact that X Factor was consistently winning the number one spot, so they encouraged everyone to buy their song Killing in the Name Of, and so that's how they won Christmas number one. Sadly meant poor Joe McKeldry of X Factor didn't get his Christmas number one, bless him.
Poor fellow, he must have been expecting that.
Yeah, he lost to Ollie Murs, who then went on and got a Christmas number one later on, I think, or definitely did better professionally in the music industry, right? Actually, I don't know. Maybe Joe McKeldry's done really
say well. About the state of society when to get a Christmas number one, you have to actively encourage people to buy your song in protest. It's not a great sign.
No, perhaps not.
Well, the last three Christmas number ones have been parodies, haven't they? Lad Baby. Have won the last three Christmas number ones.
Really, they've every just single like, one. Okay.
Yeah, they've just they've kind of made a mockery of the whole Christmas number one spot.
At the same time, I think they're giving the money to charity, which is also pretty good.
That's good.
Well, that is good, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all.
You're making a mockery of Christmas number one. Like a few years back, mate, we had serious Christmas number ones, like Bob the Builder singing Mamba number 5.
Yeah.
You're ruining Little Mix's chance to get Christmas number one. Now you're ruining their careers.
You're ruining Little Mix's chance by literally taking a song they released in the summer and adding some sleigh bells to the background for the Christmas release. Literally ruining their chance at making a meaningful Christmas number one.
So well done, Martin. You got that point. And in the chat, who got that? Who got that? Let's go back. Jade also got a point, got Rage Against the Machine. I'll accept
Jade
that.
Jade is killing it.
Jade is now, is now joint first with you and Peaswad.
Who's you? Martin or me?
We're joint, aren't we?
You're joint on 3 each.
Yeah.
Oh, we're both you. Oh, great.
Yeah. So let me just make that change. And then also Happiest Cabbage gets a point on the board.
Good name.
Such a good name. It's a great name.
Where are you? Oh, there you are. Happiest Cabbage.
Where are you?
Let's be having you.
Hello.
So the next person actually got it was Jamie, because he commented afterwards, after saying some X Factor shite, he says, "Oh, wait, Killing in the Name Of." So, okay. Second guess, but I'll accept it.
I mean, that's impressive. Doubly in there first with a sarcastic comment and getting a point for being in the top three. Impressive.
That is good. That's fair enough.
That's some fast finger work there. Your lady must be well pleased.
Amazing.
Or your man. Amazing. Let's be fair. You can use your fingers in many ways.
This is descending into the 69 quiz again.
69? Okay, the 69 Christmas quiz.
Let's move on. I'm really regretting doing 15 questions for this one. We're not even halfway through.
On the ceiling and on the floor. How do you deal with that when you're kissing? 69.
Okay, let's Robin, I'm gonna ask you to cease and desist.
This is the shit that gets cut out. Not when it's live, it doesn't.
Okay, question number 7. Where did the family go on holiday in Home Alone when they abandoned Kevin to deal with two burglars? Yes, Martin.
They went to Paris, France.
They did go to Paris, France.
Yes, yes, they did. Yeah. Well remembered.
Well done,
Martin. They go in the second one? Because he's in. They go to New York and then they're going back, and he gets left in New York.
Yeah, I can't remember where they go in the second one. Actually.
Don't
they go to New York, right? And then does he follow them to New York? And then, I can't remember.
Yeah, how does he get to New York?
They're having a terrible time. Well, he accidentally gets on the wrong plane because he follows a man in a trench coat who looks like his dad.
In the airport. Yeah.
Don't test me.
Yes, because he's reading.
Don't test me.
Alex knows his Home Alone. He's reading a magazine, is that right? He's reading a comic book, and then he just follows his dad because he's reading, I think.
Right.
But so, how, Alex, have you seen the newest Home Alone, which I hear is excellent?
Is that genuine? Is that
actually sarcastic?
Excellent? Oh, okay.
Pure sarcasm. Yeah.
No, the last one I think I've only seen Home Alone 3, and to be honest, I didn't.
You haven't seen Home Alone 1. You've just seen Home Alone 3.
Home Alone 3 was. You thought
know
it was
what
good.
I mean. Well, I saw it when I was a kid, and I thought it was okay. It was no Home Alone 1 or 2, but...
You thought Scarlett Johansson was really hot in that, didn't you? Still
is. Is Scarlett Johansson in Home Alone 3? It's been years since I've seen
her. She was like 8 years old, hasn't she?
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Let's have a look at the chat. Who got what? So Jamie got another point for that one. Guess Paris straight away. So Jamie is now on 4 points, so he's beating you, Robin.
Oh, well, that's only fair. I genuinely could not remember where they went in Home Alone.
Doom also got a point, but I'm afraid he's not. You're not on the quiz leaderboard, sadly.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to accept that as a point. So well done.
Keep a mental note, Doom, in case we forget how many points you get by the
exactly.
end.
Exactly.
And just comment at the end of the quiz how many points you got. And we trust you to be honest.
And G Ferrer 481 also gets a point on the board. Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
So there we go. So everyone in the chat's doing really well. Really well so far.
They are. It's quite scary.
Okay, let's move on to question number 8. Here we go.
We're getting there.
Where was St. Nicholas originally from?
But celebrated for its excellence.
Okay, Robin.
It's a California champagne, but...
Sorry, I just had to hear it.
Yeah.
California champagne. I believe, isn't it Turkey? Or modern-day Turkey?
Turkey. Yeah, modern-day Turkey. That's absolutely fine. I'll accept that. Good job. Yes. Can you give me the name of the city that he was from, or the town?
No, but I'd have guessed Constantinople.
It was not Constantinople. No.
Some small place.
There were plenty of answers I would have accepted here. Turkey's fine, Asia Minor, Anatolia. So the city's name was Myra, I think it was called, that he was originally from. But then that is now a town that was renamed in 2005 to Demra.
Demra. Okay, modern day Demra.
Okay.
It would be nice for Batman.
Also,
yeah,
it was
town,
also part of
Batman.
The Roman Empire, so I would have accepted that as well, even though that's broad.
Oh, that's way too broad. That's Europe. He's from Europe.
Yeah.
In that case, at that time, actually, he's from the known world.
You know. In fairness, that's true. Okay, so wait, where are we? Robin, you get 4 points. Yeah. Well, this is a very evenly split quiz between the two of you so far, so well done.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Who got that in the chat? Who was the first to get that?
In the spirit of Christmas, we're dividing everything equally.
Oh,
everybody gets their fair share of the...
There's two location questions back to back, so I don't know where Home Alone ends and this one starts.
No.
I think Matthew was the first one to guess Turkey, so well done. And Gideon guessed Turkey, and Happiest Cabbage guessed Turkey. So well done. Well done, all
Excellent.
Of you. So let me just add those
Very
scores.
Good.
This is great.
Happiest Cabbage is now on 2. Matthew is now on 2. And where's Gideon? Oh, there he is. He is also on 2. So excellent. Let's move on to question number 9.
Ooh.
Here we go. Oh God, this is a long one. According to legend, what holiday goodies were shaped to resemble a shepherd's staff as a way to remind children of the shepherds who visited baby Jesus?
Oh, my song. Inspired by that same French excellence.
I heard. I heard my boy Robin there.
Oh, did you? Oh, it was tight, though. It was tight. So I'm guessing candy canes?
It's candy canes, yeah. Which, yeah. Again, I never knew that. I never once crossed my mind why they're the shape that they are. But
I was thinking about it just the other day, actually. And my mind went straight to the secular explanation that they just bent a stick of rock to make it novelty.
Classic secular explanation.
Yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
Candy canes. Oh, they are the same as rock, aren't they? Candy canes. They're just
it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
I think so, rocks. If I had to say a difference, I'd say the rock can be a bit more kind of crumbly in the middle.
Yeah, it does do that.
Solid, like.
All right, like really. Mm. And they somehow stripe them the other way, whereas rock is always.
It's always
lengthways, and don't know how they do that stripey on the candy canes.
Candy cane.
Time to consult how it's made yet again.
So lots of people in the chat got that question right. However, only one of the top three is actually on the board. So but I'm still counting the other 2 points. So well done to Desolator Magic, the first person in there to guess candy cane. I'm just checking you're not. Oh no, Desolator Magic. So sorry. You are on the board, Desolator Magic. So you get a point on the board. Well done. I am very sorry, by the way, if I'm missing off points left, right, and centre. Sorry. And then GFerrer481 also got another point, so you're now on 2. And Hey Now Paulie, who is not on the board, also gets a point. So well done, Paul. Cool. Let's move on to question number 10. Are you both ready? Here we go. So this, I will accept this as a closest wins for you two, but I'd like it'd be very impressed if anyone can get the actual date. In what year was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens published? But I'll accept closest wins for you two.
And like the best French champagne.
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to say that. Last year for the podcast, we invited our great friend Richard, who's a Dickensian, something of a Dickensian expert.
This is why so we asked the question.
So we should know.
We should.
But the answer, I don't know. 1842. I don't know.
Oh, is it earlier or later?
I don't know when he died. That's the thing. I can't remember.
Yeah, it sounds about right. That's the thing. Oh God, I don't know.
I'm just having a look in the chat.
That sounds pretty spot on. And yeah,
what? Someone has got it spot on.
Really? Wow. Mm. Well, that means that I'm not right, which gives Martin room to maneuver.
Yeah, it does suggest that it's wrong.
Well, I mean, yeah, if Robin had guessed it right, then I would absolutely end the question right here.
What did you say, 1843? Okay, I'm going to go for a little bit later then. I'm going to go for
What did you say, Robin?
42.
Yeah. Yeah, you said 1842.
I'm going to go for 1850.
Oh, you're giving yourself...
1850.
Well...
1850. Okay. Seven around.
Robin is closer, and to be honest, Martin, Robin was so close there. You would have had to have been a dick if you were going to beat him, because it was 1843 was the correct answer. So you're one.
Martin was going to go for that.
I said 18.
He said it, and then changed his mind.
What you said. I thought that's what you said.
Yeah. No. Martin said. What did Robin guess? 1843. Right.
No, that's right. Thought Martin was going to guess 1843. And I said, I guess. Okay.
You're trying to talk your way out of a point here, Robin. You got the point. Well done.
If you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I genuinely did not realize I was that close.
You were so close, Robin. You got.
So it was 1840.
1 year off.
Three. And you said 1842.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit, that's so close.
You could have gone 1 year up and had it nailed on. Thank you.
Yeah, I could have done an Alex. 1843.
Yeah. That is my signature move, isn't it?
Shit.
So who got closest in the chat? So someone did get 1843 exactly. MDKN, 1843, spot on.
Shit.
Well done. You get a point for that. Ethan Walker also got 1843. And Gideon Sanders, I'll accept 1843 as well. So well done, all three of you. I don't know if anyone had a chance to look it up in that interim, but I'm trusting that none of you did. But that is good knowledge if you just knew that off the top of your head.
That is amazing. Yeah. I mean, some people are really big fans of that book or Charles Dickens in general, so they might know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
In the same way that you know when a video game was released or a movie was released.
That's very true. Very true. So MDKN gets it. Gideon. And who else did I say? Ethan Walker.
Okay,
let's just change that. There's got to be a better way of doing this. If anyone knows a better way of doing this, like having an ongoing leaderboard in the chat, let me know.
Yeah. There's a way to link the YouTube chat comments to some kind of algorithm that identifies the correct answers, then updates the names.
There's got to be a better way.
On Alex's computer before being put into the live stream. That would be great.
Okay, great. So what is that? This is question number 11, because we're going up to 15 this time.
Ooh,
plus a bonus question.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Okay.
You've
spoiled Martin us, Alex. Still... This is a real bounty of Christmas goodies.
Well, yeah, I wanted to spoil you as it's Christmas. So Robin, you're not out of the woods yet. Martin can still catch up as we go on to question number 11.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. If you were born on Christmas Day, what's your star sign?
I'm rubbish at star signs, but I've got to go get this. British ticket.
Oh, I heard Martin. I heard Martin there first.
That's Martin, yeah.
You are a... would it be? Libra? I don't know any of them. Let's go for... You would be a Pisces.
You would not be a Pisces.
Damn.
My son.
Again, wild guess. Sagittarius.
You would not be a Sagittarius, no. Okay, let me give you a clue. I'll tell you what the
it's
animal
one
is.
Of the zodiac symbols.
It's
not that many.
What is it? What is it? What's the what kind of
what's
animal
the
is it?
Star sign.
I'm definitely one of those people. I know my own star sign.
I think it might be a Libra or a Scorpio, but I think those are both too early.
Okay.
So it's a goat, I think, is the animal, if that helps.
Oh, what's that? Oh, God. What's the goat?
Martin, or you buzzed, sorry.
Yeah,
no,
Martin
no, no,
buzzed.
I don't know.
No, you buzzed, Martin. Have a guess.
Sagittarius, Pisces. Oh, God. It doesn't actually help me very much. No, I'll pass. You go for it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the goat Capricorn?
It's Capricorn. Mm. Well done, Robin. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And well done to so many people in the chat got that one. You even got a FFS. It's a Capricorn from Gideon, who's getting frustrated that you didn't know the answer. So
well, I don't believe in
sorry, Gideon.
quite frankly, I don't give a damn. Yeah. No, star signs are one of the things where everyone's like, how do you not know what the star signs are? It's like, because I could not give less of a shit.
Yeah. It's like, at what point do you learn that in life, right? Yeah. Do you ever read your horoscope growing up? Did you do that?
I can't say I did. So who got that in the chat? Doom was the first person to get a point there with Capricorn.
Nice.
Well done, Doom. That's definitely 2 points. Francisca Afonso also got Capricorn. So I believe you're now on the board, Francisca. So well done. And finally...
Well done.
And finally, Happiest Cabbage was the next person to guess Capricorn. So well done. You're now on three.
Oh, catching up.
So, where are we, Francisco? Gets a point on the board and happiest cabbage.
Oh, damn, I've got to get back into this quite quick, haven't I?
You have. Although Robin is currently running away with it. The chat really needs to catch up with him.
Why? What's the score? I don't know.
You're on 7. And the next in the chat is Jamie, who's on 4. So Jamie needs to get his head in the game and beat Robin here.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was that far ahead, but there's definitely time to catch up and overtake. There's definitely time.
Well, you're running out of time.
Ask some sports questions, some Christmas sports questions, and I'll be clueless and Martin will get them all.
Okay, question number
Post-Christmas
12.
Rugby fixtures.
What are the upcoming rugby fixtures for 2021? We're in 2021.
Why did I ask this question? This is such an annoying answer question for an entire chat to give. Sorry in advance for this one. this is so
is it like
stupid,
5 parts?
Yeah, basically. Okay, here we go. Question 12. What did the Pevensey siblings receive from Father Christmas in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe? If you guess one from each of the siblings, I'll accept that as a point.
Okay. One item. One from each of the siblings. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Do we have to go for which siblings got what as well?
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, what? I don't know.
Lucy gets some medicine. She gets a little bit of vial of medicine.
Okay.
Edmund gets a shield.
Did Edmund
Peter gets a sword. And the other taller girl, can't remember her name, gets a dagger.
Oh, Martin, I'm going to have to say no, you're wrong. You're wrong on some of those.
Does he not get points for...
You don't get points for any of that.
I needed the right answers.
That seems stupid. I've just given half them away.
Well, that's the risk with this type of question, isn't it?
I'm going to announce it now. There's no way I'm getting this. Because even though I read the book several times as a child and I've watched the film and the BBC version,
must be wrong then.
I can't remember any of this. Although when Martin said it started ringing a bell, I also, despite the fact Martin just said them, can't remember the names. What did you say? You said Lucy, Edmund, Peter, and who was the other one?
I'll tell you some. So there's Lucy, Peter, Edmund, and Susan. But I'll tell you.
Susan.
I'll tell you. Okay. Here's something. I don't think Edmund got a gift at all because he wasn't there, was he? He buggered off.
He doesn't get one later on.
He was a traitor, so Father Christmas doesn't visit him.
he gets a gift from the Queen.
This is like
he?
Before the big battle.
So I get a point for what he gets from the Queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Edmund is with the Queen.
Yes.
I don't remember the story well at all.
I'll tell you what.
Yes,
I'm feeling a bit bad, so I'm prepared to offer Martin a half a point for the questions that he got.
At least got half a point.
And then we just move on from this.
He got the children's names right.
Frankly, annoying
that's
question.
Worth a point.
I'll do that.
I'm not going to get it.
Lucy's the young one. She definitely gets a vial of some kind of medicine. 100%.
So I'll tell you where you went wrong, Martin. So you guessed that Susan got a dagger and she didn't get a dagger. Lucy. Lucy got a dagger and some medicine.
Peter Susan gets a bow and arrow.
She gets a bow and arrow, yeah. So Peter gets a sword and shield.
Yes.
Susan gets a bow and arrow and her horn.
I can see it
now. And then Peter gets the shield and the sword. Right,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm a bit jumbled.
Father Christmas, like, what would you like for Christmas this year? I'd like a remote control car. Well, here's a sword and shield.
I'd like the latest baby
checkup. Well, here's some medicine.
Santa only delivers weaponry and insulin. Take this AK-47. Defend your property. excellent. Okay, great.
What does RPG stand for, Santa?
Okay, so who got that in the chat? Oh my gosh, where do we start from here?
Somebody must have got it right. Somebody knows.
Okay, so I think Doom said a sword, a bow and arrow, and a healing potion. So Doom gets a point.
No. Whoa.
You asked me had to work twice as hard at that point.
About who got what?
Look, I'm accepting that. Okay, that's fine. It's different. Different rules for the chat.
Do they get?
Jade also gets a point with healing potion, sword, horn, and arrows. Fair enough.
What about the shield? What about the shield?
Horn and arrows.
I said one. I said one item from each.
Arrows are useless without a bow.
I said one item from each.
Father Christmas is like, here are some arrows. Like, and what do I do with these, Father Christmas? I don't know.
And then Happiest Cabbage says sword, bow, and healing potion. So those three get the point. Well done. Congratulations. So that's in. So the Doom, I think, is on 3 points, although he's not on the board.
Congratulations.
My gosh, he's doing so well. Sorry, they're doing so well.
Jade is on 4 points. Well done, Jade. Where's that? Where's
scary. That'll catch you up.
And Happiest Cabbage is on.
Regaining on us.
Happiest Cabbage is also on 4 points.
Ooh. Doing really well today, gang.
They are.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good consistency across the board as well. People are doing well in their droves.
Yeah.
They are.
People are equally wrong and equally right. It's fantastic.
Okay, question number 13. Let's go. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Buzzer.
Which country donates the Christmas tree for London's Trafalgar Square? I think that was Martin, because I kind of faintly heard it, but it did cut out for me. But I think that was Martin.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I think it's Norway.
It is Norway. Well done. Yes.
It's a Norwegian spruce, isn't it?
Yeah. So they donate it every year as a gift of gratitude for Britain's support for Norway during World War II, I believe. That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
So well
depending on how amicable we are with the rest of Europe, they give us a tree of varying quality, don't they?
Yeah, I was about to say, doesn't the quality of the tree reflects the current relations? It's like the year of Brexit was not the tree's pretty poor.
Terrible. It's spindle.
I wonder how long that's going to go on for then. Like, will they still be giving us a tree in 1,000 years?
Well, as long as the Prime Minister keeps saying that we want a Norwegian-style relationship with the EU, then surely they'll keep giving us a tree. That's what it's all about. It's got nothing to do with the economy or politics. It's about making sure that tree gets delivered to Trafalgar Square.
That's it.
So the first one in there was Jamie, who's now on 5 points. Jamie. Well done, Jamie.
Nice one, Jay.
And Ethan Walker also got a point. So that puts him up to 3, I believe.
At least.
And finally, Happiest Cabbage also guessed Norway. So they are also on 5.
My gosh.
Oh, the pressure's on. Pressure's on.
Scary.
You're only 1 and 2 ahead. Oh, wait, I think I actually gave Happiest Cabbage an extra point there. I think it's 5. Yeah, that's right? People are saying, Jamie in the chat says, speechless, do they have VAR for this quiz? So I'm guessing I've made a few mistakes in the, I don't know. It's difficult being a moderator of like 60 people taking a quiz.
Alex is doing a terrific job, and one day we'll take the burden, but not until he asks us to.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What was that? That was question number 13. So Martin, you're still in this, but you need to get this next question.
Just to win this. Yeah. How many questions? What number are we on?
We are on going on to question number 14.
Oh, right. Oof, we're very close. Right. Okay.
This is a true or false. So fingers on buzzers here.
Fingers on your buzzers, fellas. Okay. You're ready.
Question number 14.
Okay.
True or false? Iceland has 13 Santas that visit throughout December.
That was Martin.
I did hear Martin there.
That's true.
That is true. Can you tell me any more information about this, Martin? Because I know you should be able to.
These 13 Santas basically just go around all the different places and all the different places of interest. And 10 of them are in Reykjavik. 2 of them are by the geysers, or the geysers. And the other one is down near the hot springs in the Blue Lagoon. And they all have fun and they give people presents of molten lava.
Sounds like one of them gets a better deal than the other 12. Would you like a city full of people or hot springs by the Blue Lagoon?
Tough choice, mate. Tough choice.
No, all honesty, I have no idea. I have no idea, but true or false, they tend to be true. That's what went true.
Fair enough. Well, Martin, you should know this because we discussed this in old podcast that must never be named.
Okay. Well, all that's been erased, Alex, so, you know, that's fine. He's allowed to not remember that.
But Black style.
Maybe this will trigger your memory if I tell you what their name is. The Yule Lads.
Ooh. Yule Lads.
Do you remember that? Maybe you weren't podcast, Martin.
I don't really remember. I've got a
Christmas special podcast.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I remember doing that, but I don't remember that fact.
Sounds
like something Martin would say.
I think it was like quite a disturbing folklore-y story.
Oh, it does ring a bell, actually. No, it does. Mm. Yeah. Can't remember much about it. I might have to do it again.
Definitely. So, okay, in the chat, where are we? So it was true, and the first person to guess that was... It was Jamie. Wait, hang on. No, Jamie, I'm not accepting that. Well, I'll say... Do you think I should accept this? Jamie's put true and then straight away after put false.
No.
Oh, no. Hedging your bets. No, that doesn't count.
You have to go with the most recent answer. I can't just accept that.
Or do you go with the first answer? Is the first answer the right answer?
But clearly the first answer was a guess if the second answer was the other option.
Jamie, you know that you don't deserve the point for that. You know that. So I'm not going to give you that. And I'm very sorry, but it's not happening. But
be careful, Alex. Fear the wrath of Jamie.
Desolator Magic gets a point with true. Doom is also gets a point with true, who I think now has 4, despite not being on the board. And Hey Now Paulie also got true, so well done. So I think Desolator Magic goes up to 2 points.
Well done.
When the world comes.
As we go on to the final question.
Madness. Okay.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That was
everywhere we go.
Let us know in the chat if you want Robin to release a Christmas album, because I certainly
Christmas
do.
Number one.
Well, what you want, you don't always get. Just going to put that out there.
Okay, I would hope that this next one will also be fingers on buzzers. So here we go. You both ready?
Okay. My finger is twitching.
Question number 15. Here we go. Name the building where the events of Die Hard take place.
The French. Pain has always been celebrated.
Robin was straight in there that time. Go on, Robin.
Martin. I feel really bad because I know that Martin knows this. It is the Nakatomi Plaza.
It's the Nakatomi Plaza. Well done, Robin. You are this week's winner.
I'm so much. That would have been amazing if you'd won that. That would have been that final point.
Well done, Robin. Congratulations.
Actually, I think, wasn't it it's actually the 20th Century Fox building that they filmed
it
in?
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But even though the film was funded and released by 20th Century Fox and it was filmed in their building, the filmmakers still had to pay fees to film on location in the 20th Century Fox building.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Best way to guarantee a profit is to pay yourself the budget.
I just want to go over to the chat where in response to my question.
Right.
Let us know if you want Robin to release a Christmas album. And Irandi says, honestly, no. Absolutely savage.
Right.
Tell us how you feel. But well done to Jamie. This time you did get the answer correctly and legitimately. So well done. First in there. So you finished the quiz, Jamie, on 6 points.
Whoa.
Hang on. Where are we? Where are we?
That is a very firm third place, right?
I think it should be, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there may have been some, I don't know what was going on. Maybe I missed his answer. I don't know if he feels like I missed something in the quiz, but I can only apologize. Yeah. Peaswad also got Nakatomi Plaza. So Peaswad finishes on 4 points.
He's back in the game. Yeah.
I mean, the game's over now, but yeah, he was back in the game briefly. And Hey Now Paulie also got Nakatomi Plaza, so I'll accept that. So, where are we? So, in first place, we have Robin, of course. And Martin, in second place, congratulations, yay, you beat the champ.
Thanks, Martin, for letting me win. That was a good plan, good strategy. As the member of the largest opposition party, I knew that you'd let me win in the end.
It's all about compromise and collaboration, isn't it, in terms of power politics? So,
absolutely.
We can work together. I've got the old, what's it called? Pork barreling, isn't it, in the US? Bit of pork barreling. I give you the quiz. You give me a NASCAR track. We're all even.
All even, yeah. I'm definitely the greater winner in this, in this deal.
So just some shout-outs in the chat. Jamie got 6 points. Well done, Jamie. Happiest Cabbage got 5 points, so well done. And then on 4 points, we've got Peaswad and we've got Jade Dent. So well done. Well done, everyone. And thank you, everyone, so much for taking part in the quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. But would you both like the bonus question?
Oh, yes.
Right up there, please. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And actually, Jamie, if you get in there straight away, I'll let you draw with Martin. You could be tied with Martin if you guess this question.
That's sacrilegious.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. So this is a closest wins as well. So whoever gets closest, I'll give you the point. I'll be very impressed if you guess this.
Okay.
According to YouGov, how much on average will the average Briton spend on Christmas this year?
How much on average will the average Briton spend on average? The average this year.
It's excellent. Is it California champagne?
Oh, well, yeah. It says twice there, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ignore that.
It makes sense. They're different contexts, aren't they?
Well, the average person spends something on average, yeah, whereas the exceptional person spends a different average amount to the average person.
It doesn't say that on the actual screen. It just says that in my notes. So I corrected it, but...
Okay.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't matter. We still got the meaning. So I'm going to hopefully learn from my mistake during the how many pints or units of alcohol people consume at Christmas, the question that we had last time.
Oh, yeah.
On average.
Yeah. 15
pints on Christmas Day, apparently, according to Robin McDonald. I'm going to say, what was the question? How much do they spend on average?
Are we talking just presents? Are we talking food and stuff?
For everything, for the entire event over Christmas.
Round number, £1,000.
Oh, that sounds like a lot.
Probably.
Okay. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
But I do want to get the point. Well, I don't get the point, do I? But so I'm going to go for $750. But I think it might be a bit low.
I think you're closer. I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, Robin, you are actually closer. It was 1,108 is the average according to YouGov. £1,108, which
that's
is mad,
crazy.
Isn't it? But apparently, that's up from like 850 last year. So, don't know what's going on there. Don't know what's going on at all.
I know inflation is a thing, but that sounds a little extreme.
I mean, things are more expensive this year, aren't they? Quite significantly.
There's a few outliers in this study. They've asked Boris Johnson by mistake, I think, or he snuck into the poll.
One roll of wallpaper.
The average person, but that literally does mean some people must be buying really expensive presents or catering for 50 people. Something is going on there to skew it like that. That's mad.
Average person. What do people put in the chat?
Oh, you can welcome. You're welcome to have a look at it now.
100,000. 500 quid. Okay.
250. Honestly, these are the kind of answers that I was thinking when I looked this up. Like, I was thinking like 500, 400, something like that.
Yeah, I thought 750 is like a top end, but I was thinking more like 600 quid, which...
I'm going to admit, I went for 1,000 thinking it was an extreme outlier. Yeah, did not think it was going to be close.
Who got the closest, though? Gavin James guessed 1,500, which I guess is probably quite close. Irandi Becerra.
Ethan was close. Guessed...
Oh, where's Ethan's?
Ethan he said 200,000.
200,000.
Yeah.
Very close.
I mean, if you're buying gifts for multiple people, which is true, but then you tend to kind of split that between... If you're a couple, it kind of gets split between you, doesn't it? Like kids' presents and stuff.
Hmm.
Presents for other people. I don't know. It just seems sounds like a lot.
Yeah, Desolator Magic points out, hey, if someone buys their wife a Tesla, then yeah.
There we go.
That'll throw the average off massively, for sure.
Exactly.
there you go, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the Christmas quiz. How about if I go back to the screen? There we go.
Beautiful.
Well done. Well done, both of you. Congratulations to Robin. Well done on winning the quiz.
Thank you.
Have you both got lots of exciting plans over Christmas?
Hosting family, feeding them food.
Nothing much, got to be honest. I'm just trying to avoid catching COVID over Christmas, really.
Yeah.
That's number one priority.
Oh, yeah.
And then just, drinking and eating. That's it. Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, mine's very similar.
You're heading back down south?
That's currently the plan, yeah.
He's crossing the border.
I'm hopefully coming back down south, but, I mean, remains to be seen with train cancellations and stuff. It's all up in the air a bit, but hopefully.
Yeah,
that looks messy. I hope that doesn't happen to you, Alex. It'll be nice if you can join your family for Christmas.
Hopefully. Yeah. But importantly, I think we just all wanted to say thank you to everyone for tuning in to all these podcasts, and thank you so much for your support this year. It really means the world to us. And we hope you have a very lovely Christmas, happy holidays, season's greetings, and hope you have a really nice New Year's as well.
And we
might see you before then, but we don't really know. We don't think these things through that far in advance. But if you go over and follow us on Twitch, I did make a promise earlier that I'd do a stream tomorrow.
You will be on tomorrow.
So yeah, I will be on tomorrow. If you head over to Twitch and give us a follow, then that'd be wonderful.
Well, thank you, Alex, for that exceptional quiz. Thank you, Martin, for those exceptional facts and your exceptional quiz performance. And thank you, everyone, for joining us for this live stream, our very first YouTube live stream. And as Alex says, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.